Valley 104.9 goes behind the scenes with former King County Councilperson Kathy Lambert every Tuesday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 6 p.m. as part of Valley 104.9's Community Talk and Info Sundays.
And now, the conclusion of Kathy's discussion from last week. Let's take a listen.
Okay, so one of the things we've kind of talked a little bit about seniors, and so let's talk about youth. Tell me about how many youth, you said that they had to be 10, but how many youth are you seeing now getting on the bus? And tell me about that, how they access.
We have a lot more kids riding the bus because all the kids ride free now. SVT started a program about 2017 called Summer Freedom, where youth rode free. I guess we were sort of, we knew what was coming because a couple of years ago, Metro and a lot of the transit agencies adopted a youth ride free program all year long. We were elated and just went, yay, we will do that with open arms. There's a lot of youth that don't want to drive either because the cost of transportation is excessive. The cost of insurance is really high. Or more often than not, they just believe in public transit. They don't believe in driving everywhere. It's a much more environmental solution. So I would say probably 20% of our riders are 18 and under.
That's very exciting. And I think it's so fun because I know at senior centers, when they started doing projects that had more kids coming to the senior centers to help out, that the relationship between the seniors and the younger people just turned out to be a beautiful thing, where I know that at one senior center, they had the adults having the younger kids show them how to do things on their computers or on their cell phones. And I didn't know my cell phone could do that. And then after they'd fix the cell phone, then, you know, the youth would ask something. And one particular story was, it was at Veterans Day, and the younger person said to the gentleman, you know, did you ever serve in the war? And it was like they just ended up spending hours together and and when the youth came to school the next day, it was like, Mrs. Lambert, you would not believe what happened to me yesterday. I spent all this time and I learned so much, and we had been studying about World War II, and when he turned in his paper, he's like, and I know lots more. And so just seeing the relationship between the younger and the older and riding together is so amazing. So I think that's really important. Do you go to the school, drop off at the school, or like after school activities or anything like that?
Yeah, we can't go on to school grounds. It's in our funding. It's kind of an old rule, but it came up when I think it was 1965. They were integrating the schools, and the schools they couldn't accommodate the number of the number of kids that were going out of their district, and so they made a deal with public transit that they could transport kids to and from, like, within a block of the school. But they were not allowed to go on to school grounds. And the rationale behind that was that they didn't want public funds competing with each other. Mm. So they didn't want transit, which we're not transit, we're transportation, but they didn't want any transportation companies competing with what they called yellow bus service, which has created some issues out here because the school buses don't have enough funding, and they don't have enough buses to get kids everywhere they go. So what they do is they do these roundups in the morning where they get kids, and then they bring them into schools, and then they take them from the schools home. But there's nothing for after school activities, or if you want to be in band and you want to get to school early, there's no school bus that's going to get you there. So the pinch that we end up in is we're not allowed to go onto school grounds, but we can transport kids. So most of those kids they'll end up getting what we call subscriptions, They'll say every Wednesday, pick me up, and I need to be at school at 7 o'clock in the morning, or I need to be at school at 8 o'clock, or whatever it is. And so then the only time they ever have to call us is if they're going to cancel. A lot of kids want to take the bus to see their friends. In the lower valley between Carnation and Duval, there's a lot of friendships that where the kids are really separated, where you live in Duval and your best buddy is in Carnation. So they take the buses a lot for that. Also because they can just have uninterrupted screen time when they're on the bus. They don't have to worry about all the rules about not looking at their cell phones when they're driving or whatever. It's just so much safer to have them on the bus. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that kids ride, and there's some things that we can and can't do. But yeah, I mean, it works out really well. Like I said, probably 20% of our riders are youth.
So, could you, on a subscription basis, take, say, Molly, to within a block of the school, and then she just walks the last block? Is that works? Well, that's something that could help a lot of moms. I know there are a lot of moms that are like, I get up in the morning and I got to get this kid here by 7:30 and that kid over there by
And that one
8:30.
has soccer, and then that one has baseball, and this one has band, and all I do is spend my time chauffeuring my kids around. We've actually done travel training. The travel trainer that we used to have, we did travel training at an 11-year-old birthday party where we went out and taught all the kids how to take the bus. And the kids actually, at the end of the party, they ended up taking the bus. So, and it's great for kids who live on like Snoqualmie Ridge. They can ride their bikes down from the ridge and then take the bus back up because we have bike racks on all the buses. So,
Well, in which you mentioned as an example with Tolt Middle School, it pulls from Duval, as you said. So you go to school and you make a friend. One lives in outside Carnation and one lives in Duval. It's tough if mom and dad are working to get together, but now there's, a way that you can be with your friends, which is
especially
really,
for working parents where they're not there
yeah.
during the course of the day, and
That is
the
so
kids
good.
still need to be able to get to something. It is kind of cute though to have like, a 12-year-old call up the call takers and go, "Hi, this is Nelson, and on Wednesday I want to be at the skate park at 12 noon. Did I do it right?"
So cute.
I
And I
know. We're
bet
just like,
that
yes, Nelson, we know where you are. We'll give you a call back and let you know when we're going to pick you up.
so I want to tell you a story that I remember and let you finish the rest of the story. That you had a lady that was elderly and she always came at a certain day, certain time, and then she didn't show up. And after work, the bus driver on his own went to her house to say, how are you? And found she was not well. And he ended up doing some things to help. Does that ring any bells? Or that kind of story?
Actually, that's happened a couple of times.
I know it has.
We did have one driver who said, "Hey, we haven't heard this lady's been a no-show for 2 days." And he went to the senior center, and the senior center called a wellness check and found out they did a wellness check. They called the sheriff's department to do a wellness check, and it turned out that on Saturday, this was like on a Tuesday, and on Saturday she had fallen and she'd been on her bathroom floor for 4 days. I mean, the drivers know the riders, and the riders know the drivers, and I mean, we're part of a senior center,
Yeah.
and although the senior center is largely Mount Si Senior Center is largely dealing with seniors in Snoqualmie North Bend, we're dealing with everybody from Snoqualmie all the way to Monroe. So there's a number of stories that are like that that happen. Some father called us one time and said that his son was transitioning and was going to be his daughter, and would we please change her name in our system and change her from male to female. And I talked to him and I said, Yeah, sure. Is there anything else you need? And he literally burst into tears. He was like, I can't believe how easy that was. And I said, well, we're just picking people up and dropping them off. We're not looking at like creating driver's licenses or anything like that. It's not all that difficult. But he'd been through so much. I mean, it was really, really challenging for him, and he was trying to be supportive of his child. And there's just a lot of stories like that. We hear stories like that all the time. Or somebody who there's a lot of writers who will call in the early morning and talk to our call takers because it's early, they're up, and we're a nice person to talk to. So
We
they'll
don't
call
want to
up and
encourage the lines to get too long on
but I
the
mean, they'll just call and
phone.
sort of want to book a ride, but mostly they just want to say, oh, remember what I told you about my sister-in-law and what was happening there, you know? And it's just that our impact on the community is felt every single day. And with all the stuff that's in the background that makes transit super, super complicated, and you know some of it, and it's a lot. And the meetings and the stuff and the things and the analysts and all the rest. We are so close to the people that we serve that it's very difficult for us to ever forget why we're here. We're here to pick people up and drop them off safely and accessibly and reliably and affordably.
And
Conveniently, we don't necessarily have that down yet. If we had more buses, we would definitely have that down, but 4 out of 5.
it's even more than that because all those things about community, and I do know of instances where people have said, well, you seem like you really like to talk, so why don't I pick you up and take you to the senior center? And oh, I haven't been there before. Well, I think you'll like it. And then, later when he picked her up, it was like, I want to go again, and just opening up so many different activities that are for fun, but also so many activities that are necessary. And then, of course, ones that are really serious, like, certain kinds of doctor's appointments that we talked about earlier. It's the openness to be flexible. And, I think it's really important now that we have an audience who is more educated than they were 45 minutes ago, that I know that there are people from local government, from King County and Metro, that are out in the valley. And if you go to the library one day and you see that somebody from the county is there for their regular time at various libraries in the area, go up to that person and say, thank you for providing for Snoqualmie Valley Transit. It's a fabulous asset because if they don't hear from the constituents that this is important, then, there are so many things to think about. And that, the
Oh, true, yeah.
people who are elected need to advocate for their people. And if the people in downtown Seattle who are out in the community hear, oh yeah, I was at the library and then I went over to have a coffee and somebody saw me with my jacket on and said, thank you for providing for Snoqualmie Valley Transit. That gets back to Seattle and it helps everybody. So again, that's a really good thing to be, your own advocate for your community. And now that people are going to try it and find out how much they like it and how many new friends, I had an experience when I was going to UW where we would all ride the same bus to get to the university, and the bus driver knew when finals week was, and he was just delightful. We would get on the bus, and he'd say, okay, do you have any tests today? And he'd say, yes. And then he'd call out over the microphone, anybody an expert in, biology? And invariably, somebody in the bus would have every topic covered. And I know that on one of my psychology
That's
tests,
amazing. That is so cool.
oh, and people were so nice that if somebody was
That's
sitting
what
next
that.
to the
Drivers
expert.
have the ability to have that kind of impact when they do the same thing and see the same people all the time, that they create what's called an energy bus, where they It's kind of like a party on the bus. Everybody knows everybody, but the driver has the ability to connect the riders with each other. Those drivers are so amazing.
But the writers were good because if somebody said, I'm an expert in biology, the person who was sitting next to them would get up and move so that you could sit there. And it wasn't like you had to go back and say, oh, could I sit there? They would just get up and move because that was the thing on finals week. And then,
That's so
you could
cool.
ask the people, and as different people would get on, another person would move. And it was kind of like musical chairs. But I remember on one test specifically that I said, there's this one concept that I'm not quite clear on. And he's like, oh, I wrote a paper on that once. And he went into it. And so when I got into to take the test, that was one of the questions on the test. And I knew it. And when I turned my paper in, I said to the
You aced
professor,
this because of Metro.
I
Yes.
told him that. I said,
Isn't
I think
that
I aced that question because on my Metro bus ride this morning, I sat with a guy who's an expert on it, and I hope I learned it well enough on this paper. And when the professor gave me the test back later, he's like, I think I'm going to read that answer out loud. That really was a good answer. And I'm like, well,
Oh my gosh, that is so
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it was very fun. So I had never heard the term you just used about the sort of party idea, but it was wonderful.
It's
And
an energy bus, yeah.
energy bus. I love that. And
Yeah.
it was so fun. And then the same thing, when somebody didn't show up, when they did show up, there was times like, okay, well, we didn't see you for 2 weeks. Were you on vacation? No, I was sick. Well, what do you mean you were sick? We didn't know you were sick. Well, here's my phone number, and we exchange phone numbers, and the next time you didn't see him, calling up, are you okay? I mean, it just was a way of building really nice friendships with people of a variety of different ages. So that was my happy thing. And then, there was one other time that I had somebody sitting by me who wasn't very nice. And one of the other writers just said, would you like to come back and sit next to me? I need to tell you something. And so it made it very nice. I didn't have to say anything. They saw what was going on, and they gave me an opportunity to go someplace else on the bus, which was very nice.
I think it's one of the things that makes you unique is that you had that experience. So when we get new elected officials, I try to get together, meet with them. I don't have too much bandwidth, but then, hey, neither do they, because all of our elected officials here, out here all also have full-time jobs. So that's a good thing for listeners to remember. But when I speak to somebody and I'll ask them, what's your experience with the bus? So I had that opportunity to speak with Jessica Marazan from Carnation recently, and I said, what's your experience with the bus? And she said, oh, I take the bus everywhere. So I was in Washington, D.C., I took the bus here and there. I lived in Europe, and there's transit and underground and all this sort of stuff. And she goes, why would somebody not want to take the bus? I mean, you can sit there and work while you're on the bus, or you can read or whatever. So she saw being on the bus as really quality time. And that was how she framed her reference for being on a bus. Now, the people that I've spoken with who the only time they ever took a bus was when they were too poor to own a car, they have grown into their own feeling that the only people who are on the bus are poor people who can't afford cars, which is utter nonsense. So,
That is what some people think.
but that's what some people think. They think
Yeah.
it's a human service for needy people, and it's like, well, it might be part of that, but I think it was Claudia Balducci, I was told, I didn't hear this myself, said something on in a recent council meeting that everybody needs to look at transit a different way, and that transit is a utility. You flush a toilet, flip on a light, take a bus. That's it. I mean, the two most expensive things in everybody's home budget are rent or mortgage and transportation. And in our area, people are spending in excess of 25% of their household income on transportation. If we can get to where we want to go, if SVT can get to where we want to go, our vision is that nobody in Snoqualmie Valley needs to worry that everybody can get to their destination without having to own a car. Right now, we have people who have, like, if there's two working people in the household, they're gonna have three or four cars, because you have like car for person number one, car for person number two, and then you have a backup, and then you have a rather tragic backup for the backup, and you're insuring all these things. If you didn't need to spend that money, how much more money would you have to put towards rent? Maybe rent wouldn't be completely untenable if you didn't have to spend 25% of your income on cars because the buses are not convenient enough to get you where you want to go.
You know, it's funny. There's lots of reasons to ride a bus. And when I travel, I always get on a bus, whether I'm in Houston or whether I'm in Paris, wherever I am, I get on the bus and I just take the entire route and come back to where I started. And then I get on
That's a
another
really
bus.
good idea. Just
And
familiarize yourself so that everywhere you go, you're comfortable. You've been there before. That's great.
so when I was in Athens not too long ago, they have four buses, and I took four buses and spent my entire day. And then after that, I decided, okay, I wanted to see more about this. And they have a healing spa that's natural in a lake that they don't even know where it's being fed from over here. I want to go learn more about that. So the next day, I set out to the places that I had seen the day before. I would never have known about that healing spa if I hadn't taken the bus. And the bus driver said, people from all over the world come here for this. And I'm like, huh. And if I had gone by it, I wouldn't have known if the bus driver hadn't said, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so for me, I look at the buses when I'm traveling as also a place to get from place to place, but also, you know, as a tourist, it's been fabulous. And I was in DC with the King County Council, and we were going from the hotel to the congressional offices, and it was a hugely rainy day, and everybody was trying to get into taxis, and I said, well, I'll just take the bus, you know, the underneath. And so I got on the metro, and I got there like 45 minutes before everybody else did, because they got stuck in this huge traffic jam because the weather was terrible and nobody was moving, and it started to snow, and it was a humongous mess. So I got there 45 minutes early, and I was on time, and I got all that time with the congressional person by myself. So we had a book that we were supposed to go through, and I just went page by page with the book. And by the time everybody else came in, I said, I'm on the last page. So, hey guys. So they're like, how'd you get here so fast? And I talked to them
Called a
for
bus, yeah.
Well, at first I told them it was my jet propelled pack, and then I decided, well, maybe I should tell them that it was really the metro. So that was kind of fun. And then also, I used to take the bus to work in the morning, and on Wednesdays was emergency day at the county, and so all of us that were first responders, assistants, or had a role, we had our radio, and we had to say when they said, you know, who's on the line, you had to say, I'm such and such calling in, verifying, and then they made sure. Well, that little transaction took, you know, like 30 seconds. But the people who were around me, I'd always sit in this one place, and everybody would go, today's Wednesday, right? And I had this big radio, and when the time came in, I'd click in, and everybody thought that was hysterical. We just love that you could check in on the Wednesday call, because we know that between Wednesday and the following Wednesday, that you've got the information that you need to protect us. And we're sitting next to the lady with the radio to do that. So been fun. My bus stories have always been fun for me. So yes, so people shouldn't be afraid to get on the buses, and it's not just for poor people, and your buses are clean and neat. And what is the maximum capacity of any of your buses?
There are 8 to 14 passenger buses. Some of them hold eight, and those are the ones that we generally use for demand response because we don't have the need for the capacity. Plus they have a smaller turning radius, and so they can turn around them like cul-de-sacs and things like that. And then we have up to 14 passenger buses. There's a reason that we stay with small buses. We want to be able to get the best of the best people But as soon as we get over 14 passengers, 15 including the driver, all of the drivers would have to have CDLs. So we have great drivers. What I'd rather do, I mean, until, probably, I don't know, I won't be around 10 years from now or something. What we want to do is rather than ever putting on larger buses, we want to make them more frequent. So that thing that I was talking about before, where people move from the outside in towards the center and then they move from place to place, like people from North Bend need to be able to get to Snoqualmie, people in Carnation need to be able to get to Duval or Monroe. It's the getting people from the outside in towards the center. We'll probably always use small buses. If we need more passenger capacity on one of the routes that's going like in a circulator loop, or which are about once an hour, or if it's we need more capacity on, say, the Valley Shuttle or something, I would prefer to increase the frequency rather than put on larger buses as our first move. It ends up being more expensive. It's always less expensive to put on a larger bus, but then we're not tackling the issue of convenience. So in Seattle, a very frequent bus is every 7 to 15 minutes. Out here, the best frequency we have is once per hour. So the more, and we sort of learned that with the story that I told before about when we started the Valley Shuttle and the ridership went up. And that was mostly because it went from every 3 hours to every 90 minutes. And that same bus has now gone to once an hour. And if we start inching back on that, maybe make it every 40 minutes, maybe every 30 minutes or something, it will make it that much more convenient for people to be able to ride. And we get people who call from time to time who say, well, this isn't convenient. And my answer is, you're absolutely right, it's not. And we're working hard to get everything that we know you should be able to get. Do you know anybody who funds transit?
And you pay taxes to the county, so let the county know that this is important and that you want more frequent. And I can tell you for a fact that it takes lots of advocacy to get this from 3 hours and no weekends down to an hour and weekends. So the more that people know how important it is to everybody in the county to have frequency, the better, because it is true that the rides are much more frequent inside the city limits. And if more and more people out in the county outside the main city limits of Seattle were riding, that it would be easier for you to continue to ask for more funds that translate into more hours. So let's recap a couple of things. What would you say your greatest experience has been as the director over all these years? And we want you to do a whole lot more years too, by the way.
I'm going to be retiring at some point.
No,
I'll be
no, no, no,
67. I'll be
no.
67 in August. At some point, I'm going to retire.
Year 3000 sounds like
Greatest.
a good idea.
Say what?
I said the year 3000 sounds like a good idea.
Oh, 3,000. Okay. Yeah. My mummified corpse sitting here doing emails. By that time, maybe we'll just have like brain-to-brain transfer. Let me see. What is my greatest experience? Seeing the success of the Valley Shuttle has been amazing. The work that you did with King County Council to go to the folks at Metro and say, hey, you really need to get out there and find out what they need, that resulted in Metro getting us this office that we're currently in. So we're no longer sitting in the hallway. Yay! And we got to put some service onto the hospital, which nobody was doing, Snoqualmie Valley Hospital. And we got to put the service portion of the service back on in the lower valley. There have been some amazing experiences throughout. It's mostly just seeing the impact that we have on people's lives every day. It's an amazing job. I mean, right now, what we really need is we need a lot more weekend drivers. So if anybody out there is actually listening to my voice this long, first off, I'm sorry. And second, we need weekend drivers. So if you know of anybody with a clean driving record who has got a good personality, has been driving for at least 5 years, and has the ability to pass a FTA, drug and alcohol test, we will train you. And you can make $1,600 to $1,900 a month more just doing like 6, 7 hours on a Saturday and a Sunday. So we need a lot more weekend service. I have not tapped into all of our weekend grant because I can only charge for what we're actually doing, charge the grant. So we really need weekend drivers. So that would be excellent. I would really like to get us to the point where we have terrific frequency and we've actually done what our vision is, which is you can still have a car, but that you don't need a car. That's the beauty of transit. You can get to where you go and you don't have to have a car.
And you get to meet new people. And one of the main things people talk about is loneliness. That is one of the main things that's keeping people from being healthy is that they're lonely. And if you're in a bus with 14 people or 8 people, eventually you're not going to feel lonely. And so I think that's another asset that people don't even think about. So anybody that has been listening, I am positive, is better educated. And they know that this is a resource in the community that is caring, is flexible. They can call you and talk over their needs and figure out a way to make things work for people of all ages. And I've seen the ladies getting off the bus at the senior center in their 90s and just how friendly, how safe they feel. It's just a wonderful thing because as people get older, sometimes they feel shut in and they don't have a lot of options. And that builds loneliness and sitting around is not.
Absolutely right. Social isolation is quite literally a killer.
Yeah. And this is, little did you know when you started doing all this, that you were saving lives in such a real way, not just making them better, but actually saving lives. So, could you give us your phone number again? So people will have that.
You bet it's 425-888-7001. And in case you forget it, it's on the sides and backs of all the buses, so.
And people need to take the challenge of deciding for themselves how many buses they're now going to locate because they know what they look like and that they're for everybody. And then when you decide, okay, after I've seen 10 or 20 or 30 or 12 or whatever number you choose, that you are going to make an appointment and get on that bus and be able to have the opportunity to see and, just sometime when you're just sitting around to ask, well, what should I do today? Pick a place on the route and find a restaurant or a coffee shop, go have lunch and come back or stop at the store and get a few things that you need and be able to do that, or even better, take a bike ride out as far as you want, and then you can know that you can put your bike on the bus and be able to get back home again and then take a nap or whatever you want to do, but you'll have the opportunity to do that. So, Amy, I just want to thank you for your years of advocacy and how many meetings you have gone to. If you had a nickel for every meeting you'd gone to, you would be traveling the world in first class. And the advocacy that you've done with so many different partners and so many different groups over the years to really explain how important it is that people all throughout the county, no matter where you live, deserve to be able to move from place to place. And I just want to thank you for that. And I know that several of the mayors who have said, she does everything that we need, and I know I can always call on Amy. And I said, well, that's funny. That's who I rely on too, because you have the facts, you have the experience, you have the devotion to this, and most of all, you treat each person that you are with utmost respect and try to meet all the needs that they have. So I want to thank you for taking your time with us, and we will look forward to hearing more about how your ridership has grossly increased, huge, 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 because now everybody's going to know that the challenge is on. And so
Challenge is on.
the challenge is on. And who knows, I may be out there one day in the next week, and I may just take the challenge myself again to ride around and see where these routes go. So if you
Well, the
want
cool
to.
thing too is if people go on the website that at svtbus.org, they can actually find the schedules. So they don't even have to call us. They can just go, yeah, maybe I'll take a bus today and look at the schedule and go, oh, it comes right here. And you just go to a stop, get on the Valley Shuttle and just ride up and down the valley. I love what you did. If you just get on a bus and ride around until it ends up where it started, epic. That is a great idea because you see all the stuff that you can go to along the way. Such a good idea. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh well, thank you. No, it's my secret for going to foreign cities and not having to worry about, will the taxi driver understand me? Did I get the card from the hotel that translates that language in to drop me back off at this particular hotel? And that way I know I'm coming back. All
That's right.
right. Well, thank you
Wonderful.
so much. And
And
with
thank
that,
you.
we will end our interview for today. Thank you for joining Valley 104.9, and have a great evening.
Kathy will be back next week with another new episode of Behind the Scenes, right here on Valley 104.9 Northwest Eclectic.